Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. What the hell time is it? I'm not even sure.
More importantly, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. The first show of 2022. It's going to be a great year, except in Los Angeles. But other than that, it's going to be great.
Boys and girls, welcome back to the Rant and Rave podcast. We're so happy you've joined us. Yes, Frank, we've been doing this for 3 years now. Not exactly three full years, but you know.
Feels like 3 years.
Yeah. It's like 3 years.
3 years worth of shows.
Let me tell you, 2022, it sounds very futuristic. Doesn't it?
It does. I mean,
very Jules Verne, you know, kind of vibe going on.
Well, back when I was in line for Star Wars in 1977, 2022 seemed a long ways off. And here we are.
and yet we're going backwards in so many ways.
In so many ways, Dave. And we like to tell everybody in how many different ways on our little program, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, we hope you're all doing well. And yes, obviously the bottom line is we hope for a more peace and more tranquil 22. But guess what? I don't think we're going to get it, boys and girls. I think we're going to get a lot more of the same. We got potato head Biden up there, who's fallen down the plane, the steps of the plane. Yeah. We got Kamala, who has, fits of grandiosity. And then we got AOC down there in Florida, partying it up with her boyfriend, talking about feet and sexuality and all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh yeah.
So we're off to a flying start. There's a lot that we are concerned about, and I want to dig right into some of the institutions that we're very concerned about. I'm going to talk about the FBI to jump in, because they have been more disappointing than just about any, you know, important institution. Because, we like to give the rank and file a little bit of a leeway, but I've had it enough.
Getting harder. Yeah,
somebody's got to step up, be the whistleblower. So. Sitting in the FBI basement right now, we have Ashley Biden's diary, which spills the even more guts about her perverted father, Joe.
Right.
And his sick, like all the Democrats out there, the sick attraction to youngsters.
They're going
to
keep that buried for a long time.
Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, still there.
Yep.
14,000 hours from the January 6th footage, still hidden.
Yep.
Okay. 20,000 images from Epstein's Manhattan mansion.
Everything from Epstein's apartment. Yeah. Either lost or being buried.
And that's our transition to the one kind of a saving grace for this country. And that's why I still have faith in the American people. Is guess what's saving our bacon a bit? The judicial system.
Right.
So these are just regular good old folks like me and you and all the rest sitting there listening to the evidence and saying, you know what? Rittenhouse, innocent. Jussie Smollett, you bad French actor. You're guilty.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing Ghislaine Maxwell. Guilty.
Yeah.
For perversion and helping out her man child, Epstein.
Yeah.
And do you think, let me ask you first off, do you think is she going to compromise on her sentence and release any of this stuff or name names?
No, there's not a chance. No, it's not going to happen. She hasn't been sentenced yet. She's been found guilty. She'll get, my guess is like a kind of a classic 3 to 10 year sentence. Serve 2 in club fed, get out with quote unquote good behavior, and she'll have $30 million waiting for her in an unmarked Swiss account from all these people that she's provided child sexual services for over the last 20 years, including Prince Andrew. Thank you. And the rest of the royals and on and on it goes. There's a long list.
Here's the thing though. She lived a very glamorous life. So, you know, her father was a very wealthy and famous Robert Maxwell.
Sure.
He was a publishing baron over there in the UK.
Yeah.
So talk about a silver spoon in her mouth. And that, you know,
it's not all she had in her mouth, by the way, but anyways,
good one, Frank.
Thank you very much.
So here's, it shows you, if you're educated, you're a better person. You know, here's another typical example, Oxford educated, wealthy from the time she was never had a moment of doubt about her ability to eat, breathe, whatever in a nice place.
Yeah.
And she goes down this dark road.
Yep.
The question is, is there stuff going on behind the scenes by the Clintons of the world, by the Bill Gates of the world saying, you keep your trap shut.
Yeah.
We'll get you out in 2 or 3 years.
100%. Right? Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, keep your trap shut. There'll be all the money that you ever wanted. But basically, if you want to live, don't say anything. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
you know, they let off the two Nudnook, jail.
Oh, the prison guards.
The prison guards. Can you? And that was just done. Hush, hush, hush.
Sure.
These two probably have enough brain matter to put together to maybe, light a match.
Right.
And they were paid off.
Yeah.
Looking the other way, the video camera broke just magically.
Yeah. Just for that 1 hour when he killed himself.
Right. So magic
was it.
Those two just quietly, they're going to get a nice little hush fund going on now too. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so the bottom line about all that, Frank, is that I really do. It's really heartening when you do see the, good, your fellow, citizens out there making the right call.
Right.
Because we're sure not getting it from anywhere else.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the theme of the show is, things that are going right. And, obviously there's a lot going wrong. I mean, inflation is off the charts and the economy is terrible, military, Afghanistan, the border, on and on it goes. But I appreciate you bringing attention to some of those small, these victories. And we're having some really good court victories. You mentioned a few of them. There's also a slew of them on the COVID front. I won't even get into all the details,
real quick though, mention the Theranos girl.
Well, yeah. So we'll get into Theranos. Yeah. So first of all, just to finish that thought. So all the COVID stuff, all the federal courts have upheld the OSHA's bullshit, forced mandates. I don't think that's going to go through. The Theranos girl. Yeah. So folks may remember this little biotech company called Theranos, run by a woman named Elizabeth Holmes. She raised about $1 billion from a lot of wealthy political types, had some very, very well-known and famous people on her board, San Francisco based. I mean, she was the classic debutante, Vanity Fair, sitting with Clinton, sitting with Fauci, sitting with Obama, got invited to state dinners, had former defense secretary Jim Mattis on her board. Yeah, what the fuck does Jim Mattis know about biotech anyway? Fucking shit from Shinola. Anyway, for some reason, of course, we know why, right? It's all about power. So anyway, she was on trial for federal securities violations, fraud, conspiracy, etc. Yeah. Pretty heavy stuff. Guilty verdicts could, bring upwards of 10 plus years in federal jail. She was found guilty today. So breaking news today on, I think, 3 or 4 of 11 counts. She's going to do some jail time. Exactly.
Her one claim to fame, as far as I can see, is she was an amazing non-blinker. She'd go like 10 minutes and not blink. How did she do that?
10 minutes is an understatement. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She's a fascinating lady, and she got what she deserved. Because
non-blinker, by the way, that's a good Seinfeld term. Non-blinker. She's a non-blinker. I'm a close talker. She's a non-blinker. Something like that. Go.
One tuck, one non-tuck.
I like tuck, and actually, I like untuck. My wife likes tuck. So it's there difficult sleeping situation.
One other. Let's do one other bright spot for 2022. And we've been talking about this for months now. As opposed to 10 months ago, remember, I was almost on a total blank out of the news.
I know.
It was dark, but just the last 4 or 5 months, especially with Virginia.
Yeah.
We have a lot of young conservatives that are really up and comers.
Yeah.
The decrepit old white, out with the old is all on the Democrat side. We have so many good young people.
Yeah.
November will be here in 10 months.
It's coming fast.
11 months.
Yeah.
It's going to go super, super fast.
Yeah.
And we're going to crush them. It's going to be a crushing, a thrashing, whatever word you want to use.
Yeah. There's already 30 Democrats who said they're not going to run again. The margin of victory in the House was 6. It's a dead heat in the Senate. What's his name? The ex Herschel Walker, who's going to win in Georgia big time. He's up, major double digits. So I think we've got some great people in the queue. By the way, another piece of breaking news, Dave, I wanted to bring up, talking about big tech and so forth. Did you see this news about Marjorie Taylor Greene, MJT?
Yeah, banned again.
I mean, it's under the heading, guys, of big, and folks at home, big tech censorship and whatnot. So MJT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, great congresswoman, banned from Twitter permanently, just like they did with Trump. For all she did was copy and pasted the VAERS database link for COVID side effects, self-reported side effects on her page and made a comment. And she was permanently banned for that. And on a related note, you may not know this gentleman, Dr. Robert Malone, Dave. He's pretty big in the COVID space. He actually invented the PCR technology that's often used to measure. It's completely inaccurate, but the test is good. It's just not a good test for COVID. So he was the inventor of the PCR technology. He's developed many RNA and mRNA vaccines. He posted the same information from the VIRS database on Twitter, and it also got him banned. And this has actually been making the rounds on some liberal networks recently. And even they're a little bit, having some issues with that. It's like, hey, who's running the show here? Facebook, Twitter, or aren't we following the science, Dave?
Yeah, we've mentioned Malone a couple of times. Yeah, this guy was a co-inventor of the mRNA vaccine.
Sure, he's got a dozen patents on it.
And I'm thinking, who's going to know more about this, him or Don Lemon on CNN? Who's going to know? I'm thinking I'm going to go with Malone if I really want to trust my medical.
Yeah, Don's gay pal, I think, probably knows a lot more about
probably knows a lot more. But I mean, he gave a great, he's been all actually very, he's been all over the place. And he also was down in the whole lockdown, which is great. And then as a follow-up to who's been banned, guess who's, I mean, Getter now is exploding. So Joe Rogan, who's got the number one podcast in this country, which
just joined. Yeah.
You know, I like him. I don't love him, but he is what he is. He flipped the Getter.
Yeah.
Rand Paul is off Facebook and off YouTube.
And Rand Paul announced he's only going to blow on Rumble. No more YouTube, only on Rumble. Getter signed up. And folks, by the way, we are on Getter, Gab, and MeWe. Don't go to Facebook. Don't go to Twitter for us.
Right.
So you said Rand Paul just announced he's going over to Rumble. Getter signed up 250,000 people yesterday alone, just in one day. 250,000 people in one day. So they're exploding. People are just dumping on. It just takes a few people. And then you sort of go, oh, okay, I'm going to let all those, quote unquote friends go. And they move, and they just move platforms like we did. You just got to move over.
And it's funny, all this stuff. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory about COVID-19, which of course still was the story of the year. Unfortunately, it's just kind of, it's a blanket over everything else. But even that, that corrupt Fauci, the stuff that he used to say.
Yeah.
And now he's finally saying, you know what? There's a little bit of truth to that. Yeah. Those about the mask being worthless.
Oh, the masks are worthless. And then Scott Gottlieb, you see this today, Dave? Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner, talking head. On the Pfizer board now came out. He was with he was on CNBC with Becky Quick, who basically turned on him. And it was the video clip was fantastic. And they're like, he said cloth masks are worthless. Yeah. They're worthless. I mean, he just came out and said it. So what have you been doing for the last year? Well, they're better than nothing. Are they? Well, hang on. Are they worthless or are they better than nothing? Which one is it? I'm not sure now.
Yeah. And there's more. What I'm also finding is there's more and more if you want to call them scientists, experts that are actually are coming forward now.
Yeah.
And another reason why we have to really support any alternate media. So here's a guy I want to plug.
Yeah.
Dr. David Ostroff.
Okay.
And he is a top scientist and he's an immunologist at the University of Florida College of Medicine. Ooh,
okay.
Immunologist. And he's basically saying now that he's got over-the-counter compounds that have inhibited the novel coronavirus by 99%.
Sure.
And this isn't that fancy, expensive Pfizer stuff that they're coming out with. Oh, we have to go with Pfizer because, we have to keep feeding the beast on that one.
Right.
And he said an FDA-approved treatment could be in sight within a couple of months if the pharmaceutical companies would utilize just these existing trial resources.
Right.
And of course, they probably won't because they want to keep it all for themselves.
Well, that's just it. They want to keep it for themselves. And also the patent issues, right? So you don't get reimbursement without patents. You need patents. So that's the reason why Pfizer's new two-drug combo that's 90% effective as a treatment. Right. That's why they went with it. It's the same rates of efficacy as hydroxy or but they had to combine an old Pfizer drug with a relatively new Pfizer drug that was repurposed in their pipeline. They put those two together. That cocktail is the so-called new therapeutic solution that's 90% effective. Oh, but by the way, if you live in New York City, if you're white, you can't get it.
That's right. And also they're paying.
That's not a joke, folks. That is absolutely true. they have equity at work in New York City. So you got to be like of color to get that therapeutic in New York City.
That's right. Let me tell you something else about the new New York mayor, Eric Adams.
Yeah.
This city will be in the same terrible shape it is now in another 12 months.
Yeah.
People think, oh, he's a police officer. He's going to, no. He will be a disaster from
the. Did you see on his first night on the way to Times Square for the ball drop? He called the cops. He called 911 on the way because he like witnessed some assault or something.
He sees an assault going on. What does he do as an ex-cop? He calls 911.
Yeah. Apparently a social worker picked up and they couldn't make it. So.
Yeah. So they were all busy tying shoes and, patting each other on the head. So I think the New York City is still in another another wave of, terrible.
Well, like where you live, Dave, in LA, New York, San Francisco, these are Chicago. These are completely different worlds, and they run their own thing.
And I did see a great list of amazing record. Here's what they're making records of: top rates of murder, mayhem, crime. I mean, it's just off the chart with this Chicago, Philly, yeah. Baltimore. I mean, literally all-time high records of murders and robberies and the whole shebang.
Dude, talk about what else is off the charts here. I'm over at Gateway Pundit. Highest death rates in history. You got this CEO of this Indiana life insurance company saying that death rates are up by 40% among people aged 18 to 64. That does not include COVID. Okay. So COVID is only COVID's only a very, very, very tiny fraction of that total. But but for rates to be up over 40% in that age category, what does that tell you? That tells you that people are dying from the vaccine. They are dying from side effects, either reported or not reported. There's no way you could have that many people in such a young age group dying that quickly with rates up 40% year over year from the year before.
Well, this ties right into this. And Rand Paul, I'm going to bring him up again because he's been very tough on just a couple of days ago, blasted the Biden administration because they are basically withholding the life-saving treatments that are available.
Yeah, somebody
else chimed in, the new Florida Surgeon General down there, Joseph Ladapo. So they're admitting it. The Biden administration is admitting that they are either diverting it, moving it elsewhere, or just not allowing these very inexpensive treatments, which are all very accessible if they chose to use them, but they're not. They're blocking states from getting access.
You know what I think they're going to start doing, Dave? And this actually happened during the initial outbreak. So quote unquote, I can't even believe I'm using this language to describe this outbreak, like outbreak of a cold. At the beginning, so states are probably going to start procuring therapeutics, antibodies, and the like from other countries because our own country will not sell it to them. So if you recall during the initial phases of the COVID, Florida and other states were buying various supplies, whether it was PPE, hard supplies, whatever it was, from countries outside of the United States because the federal government would not sell certain states certain things.
Wow.
That's how pathetic it is.
This is, we've used that word civil war. Ooh, it's civil war. It is. There's kind of a rumblings of it where you have so many states actually, lawsuits and threats and all this stuff. It creates such a feeling of anxiety and distrust amongst our states and our citizens. It's, and it all stems from the top.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking potato head Biden. I'm talking Valerie Jarrett. I'm talking Biden. I'm sorry, Obama. And I'm talking Soros.
Right.
The puppet pullers up there.
The puppet pullers. Exactly.
My Lord. How are we looking for the rest of the year? Do we have any predictions?
I think it's a great question, Dave. I'm glad you brought that up. Look, we're in January. The midterms are going to come around real fast. I really see COVID kind of plateauing out and basically declining from a variety of perspectives, both from a technical, scientific kind of infection perspective, but also from like a behavioral, political control perspective. Even a lot of moderates and liberals who I've talked to recently have fucking had it. I mean, they have had it with these lockdowns, these mandates, and these are people that are on the other side. These aren't people that are on our side. Okay, these are people on the other side. These are either normies or libtards, and they're soy milk drinking, latte loving, hormone blocking friends, and they're all pissed off with all this kind of stuff. So I think we are seeing a turn in the conversation. And I think people are not going to restaurants. They're like, fuck it, we're not going to go. You want to make my 6-year-old kid carry a digital passport with a microchip to get into have a hamburger or a pizza? I don't think so. So people are just not going to eat. They're not going out. They're doing what they're doing. They're living their lives. They're doing their thing, but they're doing it very pragmatically and carefully. And they're pulling the plug on where they live, Dave. I tell you, I can't even tell you how many people who've left where I live in Southern California, gone to school elsewhere, taking their kids. They've gone to Texas or Nevada or Montana, et cetera. Just places where there's just, openness, fairness, no masks, no mandates, no bullshit.
Well, the left has always says they don't want you to believe your own lying eyes. And people are, this is so commonplace now, the Omicron, yet the actual results of it, it's like, oh my God, my friend's got Omicron and oh, he's got a cold. He sneezed a few times and he was okay the next day. And that's without any extra, you know, medication. Right. That's just laying in bed for 2 days. Like you get a normal cold or a normal flu.
You're exactly
right. I think the hysteria.
Yeah.
And I just saw a couple of clips over the weekend, Frank, and they're still beating that drum of hysteria.
Oh, sure.
They still want everyone to live in this. Oh my God, the numbers are going through the roof.
Well, the playbook's so Dave, you're absolutely right. And because the playbook is now perfectly in place, all they have to do is cycle through each Greek letter of the alphabet and scare the shit out of people with some new variant, alpha, beta, kappa, chi, delta, omicron, whatever. Just keep on. And then when Greeks are done, they'll go to the Roman alphabet. They'll just keep on moving along. And they've got the playbook down.
Yes.
And you're right. There was a woman in my workout class today. Her kid is home with a fever, mild fever. It's now gone. She said, oh, he had it for a few hours and then it's gone. She is so freaked out about this. She's like, oh, I got to get him a rapid PCR test. I don't know what to do. I don't know where they have them. Where can I go? It's like, dude, relax. Yeah. Kids have fevers. They get it. They get infections and they resolve. And that's what happens. And they've got everybody so worked up over this whole thing that it's just insanity. It's just off the charts insanity.
We've seen the results. We've seen the craziness. We talked about the lady on the plane who turned out to be a model or something who went ballistic on the old guy.
Ex-Baywatch actress. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, it wasn't just a lady.
Playboy.
What did I initially call her? Just another privileged, stuck up person who was stuck in the back of a plane and she freaked out. And so another brainwashed lunatic.
Exactly.
Which is a sad thing. So one more thing, since this is the 3rd of January, the anniversary of January 6th.
Oh, yes.
Let's do a quick.
Let's do that.
I've heard that Donald Trump is going to have some kind of presentation on the 6th. And I know that this is the last piece of narrative that the left is hanging on to, is pushing this. Oh, it's a violent insurrection, even though the only two people that died that day were
right. And nobody's been charged with treason or insurrection.
No one's been charged.
Pretty amazing for an insurrection. So no one's been charged with it.
So they're going to continue to push that. But I think even by the time we have our next podcast, maybe next weekend, we're going to see there's going to be more shenanigans. And like I said, it's the last piece of anything that they think they can harm us with.
Of course.
And when the truth comes out slowly over the next 5, 10 months, whatever, it's going to be their undoing.
Yeah, no, 100%. It already is. I mean, Pelosi's got a series of ridiculous activities scheduled for the 6th. Kamala, toes up Harris, and sleepy Joe Biden are going to give speeches on the 6th. It's amazing they can actually all be in one place at one time, given their incredibly lackluster schedules. But they are going to be doing that. And as you said, Trump will be giving a talk as well. And look, we covered Jan 6 in detail, I think, on one or two podcasts ago. It was a complete false flag event, 100% set up. And the only people that died there were Trump supporters. The only people that are still in jail for misdemeanors after a year in Washington, D.C. are there for misdemeanor offenses. So it's just insane. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane all the way around. And I guess the one last thing I'll say about it, Dave, is that it's the only thing that those libtards have to grab onto at this point. The punching bag is empty. Trump is gone. There's no more impeachment process. You can't do any more impeachments. He's out. There's nothing else he can do.
Yeah.
There's no more Russia collusion. 1, 2, 3. It's all gone. You've spent your bullets. It's empty. Your gun's empty.
Chambers
are gone. But so what do? They just keep bringing up the same shit over and over and over again. Jan 6th. Oh, it's the anniversary of the worst day since 9/11. Oh my God. They're marching down the Capitol building right now. They're wearing red hats. What are we going to do, Dave? They're wearing red hats. I'm so fucking scared.
I would love to get a hold of some of this footage because I would cut this. This is the worst day since the 19th century Civil War. And then I would just show them calmly walking through, high-fiving the security guards, which they did, having a little talk and a chat and a smile and taking pictures, right? That would be the contrast. Exactly. It's the worst day ever.
Oh, Lordy. Dave, well, great to see you.
Here's the 2022, man.
Here's the 2022. Folks, don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast platform of choice. We love Pandora. We love Apple, Google, Spotify, and also on social media, Getter, Gab, and MeWe. We'll see you down the road on the right side.